This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 9th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Williamson Act bill returns. Newsom touts prescribed grazing. CDFW pick gets ag backing and Senate Ag Farm Bill gets pushed back. Oakland's Assemblymember Buffy Wicks has revived a contentious debate over whether California should make it easier to shift some farmland under Williamson Act contracts into solar development. The bill had been parked in the inactive file for 6 months, but was sent to the Senate last week. California Farm Bureau warning its members that it expects the measure to be gutted and amended. According to the group, the new proposal would allow Williamson Act contracts to be canceled for certain large-scale projects valued at more than $100 million if the Natural Resources Secretary determines the project is needed to help California meet its climate goals. CAFB is preparing its opposition. It is raising alarms that the proposal could remove local government authority from cancellation decisions and undermine one of the core protections of the Williamson Act, which has long been used to keep agricultural land and farming in open space. The bill previously focused on solar use easements on Williamson Act land as policymakers look for ways to accommodate renewable energy development on farmland facing water constraints. Farm Bureau says the anticipated rewrite would go further by letting state officials override local decisions for favored development projects. Formal amendment language has not yet been released. As the summer heat dries out California's landscape, Governor Gavin Newsom reports the state has fast-tracked more than 400 wildfire prevention projects, including prescribed grazing work aimed at reducing fuels near vulnerable communities. The projects cover more than 220,000 activity acres across nearly 100,000 footprint acres. Among the efforts Newsom highlights is a 240-acre project in San Diego County using 300 goats to reduce fire hazards and protect a tribal reservation. The governor's office also pointed to larger fuel reductions and restoration projects in Siskiyou, Humboldt, Tuolumne, and Santa Cruz counties. The announcement follows Newsom's emergency proclamation last year to speed wildlife resilience work and comes as the governor's Wildfire and Forest Resilience Task Force drafts an action plan for the next 5 years. The plan emphasizes prescribed and cultural burning, defensible space, fuel breaks, and forest thinning. California Farm Bureau is backing Megan Hurdle's confirmation as director of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, praising her outreach to farmers and ranchers while acknowledging ongoing tensions over wildlife policy. In a letter to the Senate Rules Committee, the Farm Bureau says Hurdle has brought a pragmatic and communicative approach to the department since taking over, particularly as gray wolves continue expanding in Northern California. The group pointed to CDFW's work on flexible livestock compensation programs and coexistence strategies as ranchers deal with growing predator conflicts. Ag groups have concerns over possible grizzly bear reintroduction and disagree with the scientific basis and boundaries of the state's mountain lion listing. But CAFB said Hurdle has kept communication channels open and ensured agricultural perspectives are heard. Hurdle's confirmation hearing is scheduled for June 24th before the committee. Senate Agriculture Committee is expected to consider a farm bill during the work period between July 4th and the August recess, according to Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas. The timing means the markup would take place between July 13th and August 7th, that according to the Senate legislative calendar. The committee previously signaled its goal of holding a markup of a farm bill by the end of June. Text of the proposed farm bill legislation has set to be released in the next couple of weeks, Bozeman told reporters on Capitol Hill yesterday. The senator told AgriPulse he does not expect language to allow year-round sales of higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15, to be in the committee's farm bill, saying it's just not in the committee's jurisdiction. He also pointed to difficulties the House had with its ethanol bill, which was ultimately passed by the chamber last month. However, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says there's work being done on a year-round E15 bill. Now, on the thorny matter of shifting cost of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program onto certain U.S. states, Senator Bozeman said the Ag Committee is, quote, limited as to what we can do, but we're certainly talking to our counterparts trying to figure out a path forward. Democrats, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, the committee's ranking member, pressing to postpone the schedule cost shifts, while Bozeman and other Republicans have held firm that they are needed to address payment errors and fix the system. The Senate Agriculture Committee advanced the nomination of Glenn Smith to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Rural Development along party lines, setting the stage for a Senate floor vote. The seat is the last remaining unconfirmed post at USDA. It's been vacant since January. Smith could be considered by the Senate floor as early as this week. If confirmed to the role, he would supervise federal lending and grant programs. Members of the International Fresh Produce Association are in Washington this week, focusing on ag labor reform, trade, nutrition, and supply chain resilience. The group is calling for reforms to agricultural workforce programs, including changes to H-2A and H-2B visa programs, while defending recent regulatory changes that it says have improved labor cost predictability. On trade, IFPA is urging lawmakers to pursue relief from non-tariff barriers and continue advocating for tariff exemptions for fresh, perishable products while helping industry members navigate trade disruptions. The group also supports protecting monthly fruit and vegetable benefits in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children, increasing USDA purchases of fresh produce, and making produce prescriptions a standard benefit in federal health programs. In addition to attendance from key lawmakers, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will also address attendees. In partnership with the Foundation for Fresh Produce, IFPA is launching a new all-day, everyday campaign highlighting the new dietary guideline recommendation that fruits, vegetables, and whole foods are a foundational part of every person's diet. A billboard truck spotlighting MAHA-themed messaging about the role of fruits and vegetables in national food policy will be circulating Capitol Hill throughout the week. Recipes, cooking tips, and other practical ideas to increase produce consumption are available on fruitsandveggies.org. Here's today's final word. That is a very unserious comment from a perhaps unserious ag commissioner with just a few months left. It's also a very dangerous suggestion. That's the word of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins at a news conference in Texas when asked by a reporter about Ag Commissioner Sid Miller saying he feels farmers will not report screwworm cases over fear of quarantines and the government exerting control. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 9th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.